will clean up much of the day. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jefferson. How are we doing this morning? This is Wynn Carpenter. We're getting fired up this morning for another beautiful, blustery day in the North State where we're getting all of our liquid sunshine. Everybody's happy about that. You are happy about it. Just remember, you are happy about it, no matter how much falls. This morning we have Terry Raposa in with us, and Terry's going to help us shed some light on a lot of very good details. And later on we'll have Mark Baird calling in to do the same. Good morning, Terry.
How you doing, buddy?
So far, so good.
Good. Looks like we got some neat things going on here with Jefferson. We have a new president, folks.
Hello.
Woohoo!
We have a no-bomb a day.
We have a no-bomb a day. Yes, it's going to be a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is. You know, and this is a time to celebrate. And, you know, I wanted to talk to everybody about something this morning that I think is really kind of pertinent to everything. And before we do that, Wynn has a couple of announcements he wants to make.
Regarding?
Monday night.
Monday night. There you go. I was like, which ones would I going to start off with? Yeah, Monday nights, we have our Jefferson meetings at 5:30, and they are at 3276 Bocelli Lane at Eagle's Nest Church. I'll say that again, Eagle's Nest Church. Sorry about that. But come at 5:30, hear what's going on, ask questions, offer input, do whatever, learn who's working here locally in Shasta County. And we also, sometimes we have Tama County and Trinity County folks come in as well. So they come down the hill or up the road to come and participate and learn what's going on and find out what they can do to help out. And we do extend out to all different other counties. So you'll hear what's going on, not just locally, but you'll hear what's going on in the other 21 counties. So that's very important if you want to be steps ahead of everybody else. So come on in, listen, hear what's going on. Again, ask the questions and get involved. That's all we're asking.
And then also the Reading Patriots will be having Sam Paredes and Woody Clendenin of the Community Watch and the California Militia. Those gentlemen will be talking about Second Amendment rights, which should be good. That's 3276 Bocelli Lane on the Eagle's Nest Church. But what I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about this morning before we get into this, and Mark Baird will be calling in. We're excited about that. We've got some questions for him. But as you all know, we're out there now, and we're looking at the court case. And in lieu of that, we're also looking at where's the solidarity that we have to have? What solidarity do we need to have coming together as a state? So there's been some things that a lot of people have talked about. You know, what is the spirit of our intentions? What is it exactly that we're looking for here? And Steve Barrett and I were talking about this last Saturday night. We were sitting in front of a fire, and I said, we should have some sort of document that expresses how we're all united together. And we're especially united against CalExit. And as folks know, CalExit now has the green light from the legislative body of California to go and get signatures, and they have 6,000 people getting these signatures. To get signatures, they need 586,000 to actually put on the ballot an initiative to leave the United States of America. Now, the state of Jefferson wants to add a star, not take one off. And this has been rattling around in my brain. It's like, you know, what's the spirit of our intentions? What's the spirit of our intentions? And I, you know, we have to have some kind of answer to this. And I was talking to Steve on Saturday night, and Steve being Steve and being brilliant, he looks at me and he said, solidarity, how about a declaration of unity? And I thought, oh my gosh, leave it to Steve, huh? Well, we had a rough draft. We discussed it, Mark Baird and Steve and I, and came up with this. And Steven, if you're out there, buddy, I'll tell you, we love you. You're a brilliant guy. Declaration of unity. 11 score and 8 years ago, Providence brought together the brightest minds of the age to forge a lasting legacy, which we and our posterity are privileged to call our Constitution. Honoring a millennia of foundational principles of natural law, our founding fathers developed a republican system of government that has endured for more than 2 1/4 centuries. The Northern California counties of Jefferson, as a pledge to Almighty God, do declare our unity with the United States of America, and intend with our blood, treasure, and sacred honor to remain with the nation we hold most dear. No seditious actions by elements within California or its separatist legislature will deter us from remaining a strong and ardent people living within the greatest nation ever designed. For how could we as a free people not wish to remain active participants in our representative form of government, a republic created not to suppress, but to serve the people and bind the government? As a nation, our sacred documents codified the laws of God to secure man's unalienable rights to life, liberty, and property, and the ability to protect the same. No man or rogue form of government may ever stake claim to those tenets which have been ordained by him. Make known that one hint of seditious behavior by a self-stylized protectorate of an ignorant people will be met with swift and unrelenting support of our nation, the United States. The people of the counties bound together under the name Jefferson are wholly engaged in this, and we will be remaining one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
So, what does everybody think of our new president? We now have a unity. We now have this unity of folks in counties that believe that liberty, and did I say liberty, is the answer to all.
And let us know what you're thinking about the presidency and what we just witnessed on Monday. Excuse me, Friday. Tomorrow's Monday, Friday. Give us a call at 605-4567 and let us know what you think. See what's going on. The coverage was phenomenal as far as I understand it, and the way I saw it. It was beautiful to watch certain things happen. And the thing that warmed my heart the most was when the helicopter flew away. It's like, okay, it's done. Seeing that helicopter, you know, Executive One, it was no longer Air Force One. Did you get that when they were flying the former president away? He was Executive One. He's,
you know,
gone.
Apparently President Obama wants to retire in California. Mm-hmm. That's good, as long as it's not Jefferson.
Well, they're here within our borders right now.
Yes, they are.
They're here in, you know, in the California. They're in our time zone, which freaks me out because he's always, most of the time, he's been in golf courses everywhere. But as somebody who doesn't have a job now, he's in our time zone, and he's going to pick up and do something. And whatever that something is scares me. And is he part of this CalExit movement? Lord only knows. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out, who does what, and where it goes from there. So I don't know. My thoughts, too, is that these beautiful documents that are coming out from the folks in Jefferson, the brain power we have from all these people within Jefferson are phenomenal. And you think about all of the brilliance that we have that we have yet to harness. I mean, yes, we have an inkling of some of the folks doing what they're doing. Something as beautiful as that you and Steve had written, that's gorgeous. And I'm excited for it because that just tells me one more time that we're on the right track. We're doing the right thing, and everything that we've been working for through blood, sweat, and tears and frustration and not being with family to do this stuff and to commit ourselves to go elsewhere and to do whatever we're doing, we have skin in the game. And it's truly beautiful to see that happen. And so I'm excited to hear what else is going to be coming down the road.
It is, and before we get to our phone caller, I have to say that Stephen Baird is really the brains behind most of this here. He and I talked, and you know, basically, I may have helped him on a couple of sentences. But Steve, if you're out there, buddy, again, thank you for your patriotism, and we love you and Diana. Anyway, right now, looks like we need to go to the phones. We got Round Mountain Bob. Hey, Round Mountain.
Good morning,
hey,
Bob.
Terry and As old as I am, this is the first inauguration I have ever got to see in my life. And I was in awe of what went on and what our president said. And with this new declaration, Terry, that you just read, I believe in that 100%. And I just wonder, I know President Trump has heard about us. I wonder if now that we have a declaration, if we could take this to him somehow and get his okay. I know we haven't gone through California yet. And then get our lawyers to get this in gear.
Well, you
so
know,
we can become a state of the Union of the United States, because I, at my age, do not want to become another country.
Right. And but one thing, make no mistake, the Declaration of Unity is sort of the first step. This is written so that folks can read this to their boards of supervisors. They can read it to the folks in their particular counties, and they can read it to their city councils. There'll be another document that's following that Stephen will be. I guess we're going to have to start calling him Stephen Jefferson. But anyway, he'll start. He's already started to work on that a little bit. He sent me a rough draft the other day, and so we'll all be discussing that. But this is the first step. This is the first part of the process. But make no mistake, the court case is vital. The court case. Then did I say the court case? And oh, by the way, the court case.
Right.
Very, very vital. And that really is the key here. The idea of us putting together our government will come along in due time. But the Declaration of Unity is the first step in that process, and we're excited about it. And anyway, Bob, we looks like we've got some other things here that Wynn just showed me. So I'm going to let you go, my friend. God bless you.
You bet, and I'd like to let you know I am so proud to know Diane and Steve Baird and Mark Baird and yourself, and I'll tell you, we've got to get this through. We do, and we will.
We will. You're right, Bob. We will. And thank you for all
you have a good one.
Thank you, Bob. And again, Bob is one of the many patriots that are out there working hard, getting stuff done, collecting signatures, doing whatever he can do in his day and time. He does it. He's a fighter, and he's not afraid to get out there and get his hands dirty. And we need many more like him. We have a lot, but we need many more. The next thing we're going to be talking about is making sure that we're on track with where we're headed. We're going to be having more town halls, if you will, or just Jefferson discussions, whatever you want to call them. And so be looking at the website, soj51.net. Go to the events portion of it. Just click on that, and it'll have things listed of what's going on. And you can find out what's going on in the other counties as well. There are a great many things going on, so truly, just check it out, see what's going on. And if you have friends, family, enemies down there in every county, any county, doesn't matter, let them know about it so they can go and listen, hear what's going on, and maybe start participating. If they are participating and you aren't, find out what they're doing. See what they're doing. And if you live locally here, when I say local, Shasta County, find out what they're doing. And maybe they're doing some stuff that we're not aware of. Highly unlikely, but might find out and see what they're doing. Get their perspective, get their twist on it, and bring that to our meeting as well. It's nice to have all that interaction. Shasta County, most of us do interact with all the other counties. And that's the beauty of it. We have done a lot of crossover on things. So I just wanted to share that and get that out there so everybody's aware of it. And right now we have Mr. Mark Baird on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Kemosabe.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Well. Doing well. How about you?
Oh, doing pretty good. We got a couple of feet of snow last night, so we got to dig out again today. And I'm sure getting tired of digging out. It must be global warming because we're just getting tons of snow up here.
Oh, and that drought, that's got to be killing you right now, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it's just the drought and the global warming and, you know, so much snow you can't get it out of your own way, and people are stuck in their houses. And you know, when we get right down to the state of California and how wonderfully interested they are in helping their own people, you know, we have veterans in this county that that I heard the other day. These are either widows of World War II veterans or veterans that are literally burning their furniture to stay warm here.
Wow.
Because the state of California, in its infinite wisdom, we pay more for fuel than anyone else in the country does. And that's, you know, to fight the global warming and to save the planet and save the world, of course. So the people of California can't even afford to buy fuel to heat their homes. So some of the older veterans here are, you know, and this was from a reliable source. This guy literally delivers wood to veterans. He's part of the Veterans Council in Siskiyou County. He says they had a case where a guy was actually burning his furniture because he had no other way to stay warm in the beautiful socialist paradise of California. So what this boils down to is it is a government run by liars and crooks, and they favor liars and crooks, and they would like to create a state where people who are here illegally have the right to use the taxpayers' money to build their lives here. And they have the right to get a driver's license, and they have the right to vote. In fact, a person who broke the law to get here can become a court officer, can become a lawyer. So someone who was sworn to uphold the law can come here illegally and then swear to uphold the law after he breaks the law to get here. And Jerry Brown has hired a crook and a liar, Eric Holder, and he's paying him $25,000 a month to literally fight the newly elected president of the United States, which also is a violation of the California Constitution, because the California Constitution says that if we possess enough lawyers, and God knows California owns plenty of those liars, if California owns enough lawyers, they're not allowed to hire an outside law firm per the California Constitution. So I would love to see the documentation that Jerry Brown has, that we literally are so stretched in our legal departments that we have to hire a Washington, D.C. law firm to fight the duly elected president of the United States. And, you know, when you have this kind of moral imbalance in a state, something has to give. And the people of the state of Jefferson are ready for liberty, and we're ready for it now. Unfortunately for us, we have no representation. That's what this is all about. And even our own representatives don't represent us. They don't want anything to do with the people of the North State. What they want to do is they want to get along and play along with the liars and cheats in Sacramento so that they don't lose their little slice of the pie. And some of them have made us promises, which they broke. James Gallagher promised to introduce legislation for the state of Jefferson, and, of course, he lied. The other so-called representatives are busy playing tennis in Roseville, and they don't ever come up here. Or they're busy defending the rights of big water and corporate farming down in the South Central Valley. That's where we stand. That's the reality of the situation. The people of the North State are in the room alone, like usual, and we're going to have to fight this out. So lacking legislative relief, lacking one single legislator who will even have the backbone to call us back and find out what it is we want and why we want it, we have to go to court. That's the only other viable option, because we are a moral people, unlike the people who invaded Washington, D.C. to enforce the rights of perversity and whatever else they were burning trash cans and smashing windows for. You know, the peaceful party of California that totally supports the peaceful transition of power has been back east rioting for days and beating people up and breaking windows of legitimate businesses and setting fire to things and marching around swearing on the microphone so that all the children, the Hollywood elites, are all back there swearing on national television so that all the children of the United States can learn those words early in their lives. And so we're going to have to go to court to sue these people. It's the only legal, ethical, moral way to attack this now. And barring any other means of gaining what we want, court is our only avenue. And so that's why we're working on the court case. And this court case really is on behalf of all Californians, because we want equal representation for everybody. We want every county to have a state senator. And we want much smaller legislative districts in the assembly so that incumbents are easier to get rid of when they do a lousy job or when they choose to become criminals, like the liar Kevin DeLeon that runs the Senate and that liar Anthony Renton and, you know, people like Leland Yee who want to take your weapon away while he sells guns to the Chinese gangs in San Francisco. And in order to fight that, we need legislative districts that are much smaller so that the constituents can see that their vote counts and they can hold these idiots accountable.
Well, Mark, we're going to have to go to a break right now, and please, you're going to hold on, yep?
Yeah.
Great, okay, because I have a couple of quick questions and some clarification for folks out there who may be tuning in for the first time, and we'll see you, my good friend, after the break. Folks, you can call in to 605-4567, 605-4567, if you have a question for Mark Baird. We'll be back in a bit.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit soj51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday 9 a.m. to noon.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. God, country, and guns. Without God, we cannot have a free and moral country. And without guns, we cannot keep it. By the inspiration of God, our founding fathers created our Constitution, which includes the Second Amendment, recognizing our God-given right to protect ourselves and our country from those who would do us harm. If we are not willing to risk all and stand up for what is right, we don't deserve to keep it. As Christians, are we willing to risk all for Jesus Christ? If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, we're moving on. To a deluxe apartment in the sky.
right. You haven't lived until you've seen Wynn Carpenter do the Funky Chicken.
No, Funky Chicken. I love that song. When Mark put that on there, that was the best thing he could have done. Mark Kent, he picked that one out. So
did
that's,
he?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Way to go, Mark Kent.
Okay, you had something you wanted to say before we got going with Mark?
That's it.
Okay. Hey, Mark, you're there still, right?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, good. We didn't lose you in the shuffle. Hey, nope. So with the court case, we know it's important. However, is it the sole thing that we're working on? Is it the sole thing that we're striving forward with this? Can you give us some more information about other things that are going on with that linked to the court case?
Well, I mean, the court case is the way to achieve at least partially what we're trying to achieve, which is more representation. And with that court case, we're hoping to force a settlement that will give us a legislative relief. In other words, there is no way to judicially split a state in court. That's just not constitutional. And look, if we're basing our state on morality and law and liberty, then we, above all other people, can't sink to the level of our enemies. In other words, I would rather lose and have integrity and honor than win using the means that our enemies use. That's the high road is the only place to go. It always has the best view and it's the most comfortable place to sit. So the next logical step is lacking legislative relief because our lawmakers are so gutless and so dishonorable that they won't pay attention to what 40% of California is trying to tell them. We're going to go to court and we're going to go to federal court because the state courts are all corrupt. They know who pays them. So we're going to take this to federal court, and the way we've mapped this out, we're going to win. And especially, thank God for our new president, because he is going to appoint a 9th Supreme Court justice who is a conservative. And if Ruth Bader Ginsburg retires, as she keeps threatening to do, and we hope for once she'll keep her word, then we'll have another one. And if Stephen Breyer goes, we'll have another one. But the point is, we go to federal court because this is a denial of a constitutional right, the Republican form of government. And once we get to court, we are going to try to force a settlement that will expand California's legislature dramatically, and I mean a big expansion, so that the House of Cards will begin to wobble in Sacramento. And what we're hoping to do is that the state of California, in order to escape that settlement, will offer us the relief in that the monoparty, and that includes Republicans and Democrats, by the way, because they all get the same, they all have the same paymaster in California, that will force a legislative settlement where they offer us an Article 4, Section 3 state split so that they don't have to comply with the court's order. And that's what we're hoping for. That's our plan A right now, because the legislative method that we use to form an Article 4, Section 3 state split in the state of California, literally out of 120 legislators, none of them wanted to even hear the argument. So they don't know whether it's good or bad because none of them even wanted to listen to it, really. So we go to court next. Now, the other thing that we're trying to do is we're doing research to make moves to revive the PICO Act, and that was an act in 1859 that passed the California legislature, was signed by Governor Weller, and went back to Washington, D.C. for federal approval. That was a fully approved Article 4 state split to split the state of California. I believe it was at the southern boundary of San Luis Obispo County. So what we would like to do is see if there's any interest in Washington, D.C. to revive the PICO Act and simply make modifications to it so that it will include the 21 counties of Jefferson. Now, after that, we're watching this, and our plan C is we're watching the state of California very carefully, because if they make any official move, if they make any official move to approve CalExit and to secede from the United States of America, then the people of Jefferson, the same as the people of West Virginia did, will appeal directly to the United States Congress for an Article 4, Section 3 state split. And we could, we'll be able to do that because our state will be involved in insurrection, and so that relieves us of our obligation of requesting separation from a state that's involved in an insurrection. We'll then appeal directly to Congress. And look, you know, moves to hire Eric Holder to, quote, fight the president. And you have moves by these idiots in Southern California for Cal Exit. And you have moves afoot to have sanctuary cities where no one has to obey the law, oh, except the people that they say have to obey the law, and that's you, the law-abiding citizen. Because most of these things are aimed at you, folks. I mean, do you really trust a government that doesn't trust you to have a firearm? Jerry Brown has firearms within 5 feet of him at all times. Kevin De Leon has firearms. In fact, the legislature of the state of California voted to exempt themselves from the show cause provisions of the concealed carry laws. So the people in the legislature, all they have to do is say, I want a concealed carry permit, and they get one. Where you, in most counties, thank God I have a constitutional sheriff here, and we don't have to do that here, but in most counties, you have to prove that you need to defend yourself before you're allowed to have a weapon. But the state legislature doesn't have to do that. So we live very much in a corrupt and criminal, do as I say, but not as I do, state. And those are the things that we need to do in order to escape them honorably. You know, we have elements, even within the state of Jefferson, that they say, oh, the heck with this, we can't wait, you people are gutless, you're going to court, we want to fight, we want to fight. People that say that have never been in combat, and they have no idea what they're saying. I have spent my life traveling the world. I've seen wars on every continent, and believe me, for the people that say, oh, let's just go to the revolution, they have no idea what they're saying, and quite frankly, probably wouldn't be there when the stuff hit the fan. So what we want to do is we want to exhaust all legal, moral, and ethical means to regain our liberty, and if those things fail, we'll think of something else, but the point is never to quit. And if you never quit, then our success is just a matter of time.
Okay, Mark, all of that is well and good, and it sounds great with what's going on there. You alluded to Eric Holder. Now, is that illegal to hire him for what they're saying he's going to do, but what is he really going to be doing? I mean,
what's unconstitutional to hire him? The state of California has plenty of lawyers, and in our Constitution it says you can't hire an outside law firm unless you don't have any lawyers left.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know that.
We got tons and tons of lawyers. Why don't they go in-house and pay them the paltry $300,000 a year that they pay them instead of paying Eric Holder $25,000 a month, you know, which adds up to about $300,000.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was trying to connect the dots on that, so that's why I was asking. It's like,
so the governor of the state of California is violating the Constitution that he swore an oath to uphold.
Again.
I mean, nothing new. You know, when you live in a state that's run by a criminal and a liar, what do you expect to happen? And people voted for this guy. So, you know, we have to fight him in the best way that we know how. But it's important, at least to me, and if I can't do it this way, I don't want anything to do with it. It's important to me to maintain my honor and my integrity in the fight, because if I can't do that, it's not worth it.
Amen.
You know, I like the way you clarified everything, Mark. It really is great. And there's people who get out there and say, well, you know, if you don't do it my way, I'll take my ball and go home. Well, maybe they should. The thing is that really and truly, as you just stated just now, you're bringing people into the loop. And that's what we hope to do moving on here as we go ahead, folks, with this program. And as we go on into the future, we hope to go ahead and bring people into the loop so that we all really have the transparency here to understand exactly what's going on and not just make assumptions based upon no knowledge.
Well, and that's the sole reason we have this program.
Right.
8 o'clock on Sunday mornings, soon to be changing, but right now it's 8 o'clock. And, you know, we talk about Jefferson as much as we can, you know, trying to get the information out there so people can hear what's going on. They can call in. They can ask questions, whatever, and get people versed as well as we can with the information we're doing and gathering. And remember, this hasn't happened for over 150 years, so we're all new to this. And we're doing it grassroots. We're doing it by the seat of our pants. And there are days where we are successful, and there are many days where we are not. And those are the learning days. Those are the days where we take our bumps and bruises and scrapes and all that other stuff, but we learn from that and apply it and move forward. And we have a lot of dialogue, and there's a lot of things that are going on all the time, and it's not just sitting and waiting. People may think that, but that's not the case. And unless you're involved, you won't know that. You
right.
have to be involved to know that. And that's why it's critical. You know, if you have questions, call and ask. We'll give you the answer we know at the moment. And if, even if it's, I don't know, we'll let you know that. We'll flat out say, I don't know, but we'll do our best to find out and we'll get back at you. Or if it's something that we know we have to postpone until later, we'll tell you that as well. We'll be honest with you. And that's the biggest thing. We have to be honest about what we're doing.
And Mark,
well,
there's
another component to this. You know, having very few of us having ever managed a potential for a Supreme Court case that we're planning on winning. I don't know very many of us that have ever done that before. You know, when people say, well, when are we going, when are we going, when are we going? And, you know, I've tried to provide the best estimates that I had along the way, and those have been wrong. You know, I'm rarely wrong, but only maybe, say, 6 out of 10 times I have the potential for it. So, you know, when I talked to the attorneys, and the Supreme Court attorney said this to me, he said, look, it is more important to me to nail down every single board in this case, every single one. Every corner has to be correct. Every angle has to be covered. Everything has to be perfect because we want to eliminate any opportunity for error. And, you know, what is your liberty worth to you? Is it worth a month? Is it worth a month and a half or a month and three quarters? Is it worth a year? You know, our founding fathers, their liberty was worth everything to them. It was worth their lives. It was worth decades, because when they won the Revolutionary War, which, by the way, took all the better part of a decade, Britain did not go away. It took years to get a peace treaty. Once they got the peace treaty, Britain was still mishandling people on the high seas and stealing boats and stuff. And it took the War of 1812, really, to settle a lot of the root causes of the revolution in the end. And so, what is your liberty worth to you? Are you so impatient that if this takes 3 weeks longer than you figured it would, or costs $1 million or $1.5 million instead of only $750,000, are you going to run away and hide? That's my question to everyone. What is your liberty worth to you? What are you really willing to do to help us win this? Because we can win it. And when we look at the case law and look at the precedents and we look at the legal case and we look at the players and we look at our opportunities in the United States Supreme Court now, we can win this. In fact, we probably are going to win it. You know, there are no guarantees in life, but it looks pretty good. But what is your liberty worth to you? A little bit of time, a few phone calls, a couple of emails? You think you can turn the game off on a Sunday and make 10 calls to Brian Daly or Jim Nielsen or James Gallagher or the assemblyman from El Dorado or Ted Hu? I mean, really, can you spare $20 so that we can gain liberty for our children? Is that too much? I mean, what are we here? Are we really patriots? Are we really willing to fight for this? And look, when I say fight, I'm not even asking anybody to actually fight. I'm talking about a court case. You know, what we want to do is historic, and it will change this nation forever. Because when the Supreme Court dispenses with the law and the changes to the Constitution that Chief Warren made in 1964, it's going to change the nation for the good forever, because it will give voice to rural counties all across this nation. What's that worth to you? You know, is this a petty deal to you, to where if you don't get your way this week, you're gonna go home and forget the whole thing? Or I got a better idea, move to Idaho. I mean, is that how this is going to go? Or are you a patriot? Are you a summer soldier, or are you a sunshine patriot? You know, you've got to ask yourself those questions, because, quite frankly, it's push time now. We need you. We need everyone. We need you to continue making phone calls to the legislature. We need you to continue to contribute to the legal case. If you're not willing to do that, don't waste our time. Get out of the way for the people who really want to do something here.
You know, hear, hear, my friend, and thank you for clarifying that three-prong attack that you gave us, the different venues that are going on here. This has been an absolutely great and a very enlightening program, I think, for a lot of people. Basically, what you're saying, my good friend, is where's your line in the sand?
Well, I'm asking, do you even have one? I mean, a lot of people don't even have one. You know, do you have a line in the sand? And if you do, what is it? And if the state of California crosses it, I mean, good gravy. They just lost $1.9 billion the other day. They lost it. I mean, does that not distress anyone? Or is are the numbers in this state so big now that 1.9 isn't a big deal to anybody?
Do you know what that tells me about that 1.9 billion? That's in their war chest for their new state. That's money
country,
that they
their new country.
Oh, excuse me, country. Excuse me. Oh my gosh, we're doing the state. They're doing the country. It's in their war chest to buy gold and silver. So they've already done that, or they're going to do it. And that's what I see. When I first heard that, that's immediately what I thought. Great, now they've already got money set aside, $1.9 billion for their new country that we've contributed to, which makes me sick to think that we're going to have to fight that on top of it, fighting our...
Well, you know, Wynn, there's a way we can do something about this, and this is our time, I'm telling you. I'm telling everyone, it is our time. The window is open. Politically, it's never going to get any better for us than it is right now. We need money. We need to be able to tell the lawyers, get on the clock, start billing, let's get this thing into court. In order to do that, we need money. These guys have been working for nothing. But you know what that means? It means they work after hours and on weekends because they still have to feed their families along the way. So what we need to do is we need the money to be able to tell our four attorneys, it is okay to bill, start working from 8 to 5 on this case until this complaint is done and we can get this thing into court. And that takes money. You know, these guys are good guys. They've been working for us for over a year and have never sent a bill. But yeah, it is time for us to pay for our liberty. And you know what? You'll either pay for it with your money or you will pay for it with your blood at some point. As Winston Churchill said, if you won't fight when it's easy and victory is assured, you might be forced to fight when victory is in doubt, or even worse yet, you may be forced to fight just to decide whether you die a slave or free.
That's true. Amen.
We have to go right now to Nick in Reading. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing terrific today. Hey, you know, I was watching this Cal exit movement, and I had people tell me that California's got the biggest economy, fifth to eighth in the world, whichever one you want to take's just fine. And I got to thinking, you know, California is a welfare state, and I want liberty from the welfare state. You take welfare and food stamps. Ooh, California would dry up without that money. You take these guys like Brad Gilbert, who is a real estate agent. You know what? They wouldn't have a job without HUD and Section 8 housing. All those places would be empty. You take away the National Army bases, especially the one in San Diego. What the heck's going to happen without that money flowing in? You know, they say that California sends more money to Washington, D.C. than we receive back. I don't believe that. I don't believe that's true for a minute. You know, it's just pathetic the way they lie to us and waste our money and expect us to believe this stuff. I think it is my opinion that California wants to leave the nation because they figured out they'll get more money through foreign aid. What do you think about that, Terry?
What do you think about that, Mark?
Well, I think California has 12% of the nation's population, and they have 40% of its welfare cases, is what I think. So if we're such – and California might be the eighth largest economy in the world, but we used to be third. And then we were fifth, and then we were sixth, and now we're eighth, and some people argue that we're tenth. So if you just draw a line from the first one to the last one, which way does the line go? California is a couple of $1 trillion in debt, something like $1.2 to $1.9 trillion in debt. That's, when you look at that number, a trillion is $1,000 billion.
And
they just lost a couple of billion the other day. They lost it. I mean, so what does that tell you? You know,
they have a hole in their pocket.
I think we need to do something about this, guys.
I'm ashamed to be part of the welfare state of California, and I want liberty and the opportunity to create my own financial path.
Amen. I want that liberty myself, and we live in a state that's blessed with boundless resources, Jefferson. We have immense resources, and we're not allowed to use any of them. Our counties used to be the jewel and the richest counties in California because we made wise use of our resources. And now we're considered welfare counties. And that's because of California, not in spite of it.
That's absolutely true. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you, Nick.
So, Mark, we've still got some time here, and so at this particular point, where do you see us going with the present administration? How does the Trump administration really enhance what we're doing here?
Well, look, we have to admit to ourselves, and we have to acknowledge that the new administration in Washington, D.C., they already got a few eggs on the plate. I mean, they had a couple of 100,000 social justice warriors lighting them up yesterday in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. and, you know, they're breaking the windows in Starbucks in New York City, and they're going to be burning cars in Los Angeles pretty soon. And so, you know, what we can't do is we cannot assume that someone on the white horse is going to ride into California and save us all. It's not going to happen. You know, when the people of Boston were being besieged by the British, and the British literally captured the city of Boston and were burning the cities on the east coast of the United States, you know, people from Virginia didn't rush in and save the day.
That's true.
They couldn't. They had to protect themselves as well. We're the underdog here, fellas. We still are. The Trump administration is one day old. I doubt they even know we exist. And even if they did, they don't have time to help us above all the other things that are on their plate. There are 360 million people in this country, and every single one of them needs help, even the ones that don't know it. So, but what we are going to have is a judicial climate that will help us win our court case. All we need is that ninth justice that's a conservative, and we're going to win. But we need the money, and we need the people's support, because court is drama and court is theater. And we need that in order to win. So let's get off our duffs and let's win this case. And if the national government can be of any assistance to us, great. But if they're not, we're not going to stand around and wait for the white knight on the white horse, because he's probably not coming.
Well, with that, we have to go to a break. So, Gary, hang on. We'll get to you right after the break, buddy.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals, and remember, PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
Hey, that's pretty appropriate since we have a new president, isn't it? The end of the world as we know it. It's going to be so much better. So much better.
So, Wynn, you've got an announcement for folks about a conference call tonight.
We do. We have a conference call on the second and fourth Sundays of each month. It's a Jefferson conference call. If you want to participate, the phone number is 712-770-4114. Again, 712-770-4114. And then once you get into that menu, then it'll ask you for an access code. And the access code is 307-268-POUND. Again, 307-268-POUND. And you can get on there and you can hear what's going on. You can't speak in there. You can hear what's going on the phone. But you can also go to the website, soj51.net, and go into the events and the – I just lost. I went brain dead. Here we go. Go into the events and meetings spot and click on that. That'll take you down to where you can chat, and it'll say down on that next page, it'll say chat. Click on chat, and then you can be like in a chat room forum, and you can see what people are saying and talking about on the chat while you're listening on the phone. Two different things going on simultaneously, so you get to use all of your brain as you're going, and then you can enter in there and you can have dialogue as well, and you can ask questions of the moderators, and if they're able to, they'll pull up the question and they'll ask the speakers on there, which will be Mark and Ginny and Diana. So you can do that and get it going. So come on board, listen what's going on, and you'll hear some of what we talked about today, but even more things that we're able to talk about as well.
Gary, you're up, and we've only got a minute left, or about a minute and a half, so make it quick, my good friend.
Yes, Declaration of Unity is wonderful, and the state of Jefferson is not a spectator sport. And I have someone to tell me what's the information you guys need to educate people. And I fired right back and I said, they do not want to be educated. The info is out there. And if you are not educated and informed, then you do not want to be. Thank you very much. A very informative program, and I agree 1,000% with everything that's been said.
Great.
Thanks, Gary.
We're going to go back to Mark. Mark, do you have any closing comments for everybody, buddy?
Well, I agree. This is not a spectator sport. Either lead, follow, or get out of the way. The time has come for 51, but it's going to take a lot of us. And if you don't want to stand up, then just stand aside so that those that do can get through.
Amen, brother, on that one. All the Patriots that are working and getting this done, and you're right, you're absolutely right. It is time for 51. And so, again, like we talked about, go to your counties, depending on where you're listening. Go to the website, click on the committees part of it on the website, and it'll list your counties. Go down to your specific county, click on that, and it'll give you your contact for your county. If, by chance, you live in a county that doesn't have a committee on there, but you won't know that until you check that, so check that first. Go to Shasta County and get the information there and talk to us in Shasta County about what to do and who to get in touch with.
Well, it's been great this morning. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, everybody. And Wynn and I will see you guys next week. Time has come for 51.
Amen.
Stop Reminds is next at KCNR Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I am Michael Harrington. President Trump traveled to CIA headquarters yesterday to show his support to members of the intelligence community. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In remarks to 400 CIA employees in Langley, Virginia, on his first full day in office, President Trump promised to give the intelligence community his full support.
There is nobody that feels stronger about the intelligence community and the CIA than Donald Trump.
The president also praised Mike Pompeo, his choice to lead the agency, and he declared now is the time to end ISIS, saying the U.S. has been restrained. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The president will meet with his first foreign leader since taking office. It'll happen this Friday. It's British Prime Minister Theresa May. Spokesman Sean Spicer says Mr. Trump is also scheduled